This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Series 2 of Tipsy Tourism. Is that...
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, Series 2.
Can
we're
we do
back.
That again, please?
Yeah, go on.
We're back. We need to be excited about this, James.
Woohoo!
Right, get ready. Yeah. Welcome to Series 2 of Tipsy Tourism.
Woohoo!
Yes, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of choosing the activity.
And my name's James and I choose the drink off my drinks trolley for the occasion.
We've missed you using the drinks trolley, James.
Well, it's been in use, just not on the podcast.
That is very, very true. So first things first, let me reveal what the activity is today.
It says in the title. But go on, yeah, good point. Audibly, yes, let's do that. Let's reveal the location.
Oh my God, we are trying to take people into this audio journey with us. Do you mind? Today, we are off to Oxford Castle and Prison on a spooky tour.
Ooh.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking spooky. Makes it feel less scary, right?
Yeah.
But I've been on the website and it says that it is not for children.
No,
you have to be 12 and above. So.
And I am, before anyone says.
He is. I am too. We will take our IDs.
You're not two. You're much older than that. But we are we are above age and we're ready for it. There's lots to chat about scariness because you're scared of everything and I'm not, but we should reveal the drink first.
Yeah, we really, really should, because I think I'm going to need a couple to get me ready for this.
Now, you know, you normally say, what is the drink? Have you thought about what it is? Does it have any relevance to where we're going?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get out a Lambrini.
And normally, no, it's not relevant. However, today it is.
Are you turning a corner with Series 2?
Well, at the start of it, yes, because... Think of scary things. What do you think of? Correct. A zombie.
Oh.
So, we are having zombies today.
I actually don't know what's in a zombie. I know I've had them, and I know... Isn't the whole point that they make you like a zombie? Is that why they're called that? Because they're so high in alcohol?
That is literally why a zombie is called a zombie.
Is it actually? Yeah. That was just a guess.
Yeah, the guy who invented it said it's often what it turns people into. Yeah. And the legend has it that he originally, I think he's called Don, he originally concocted the cocktail to help a hungover customer get through a business meeting.
Wow. Yeah. And that's what this is essentially what we're doing now. This is business, right?
This is business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going to help us conduct the business of Tipsy Tourism.
Yeah. And they are quite strong.
I know.
It's got a lot of rum in it. It's a tiki drink, so it has rum. And fruit juices, tropical fruit juices.
I love, these are one of my favourite types of cocktails.
So they put fruit juices in to mask the strength of the drink so it doesn't seem as strong. And Don, when he used to serve it in his restaurants, I think he capped it at 2 because he didn't want zombies running round his place.
That actually, I've been places where they have a cap on zombies as well.
Yeah, what, where? With me?
I really, really remember having them in a bar. Oh, what was it? I think it might have been called Cane and Grain in Manchester.
Manchester. Yeah.
Upstairs, they had a bit of a tiki bar, and they would light them on fire.
Yeah.
Which, top tier drink.
Pyro. Oh, I should have done some pyro.
And no, you shouldn't have.
Damn.
We don't have the budget for it, James.
I've got a blowtorch, though. So should I go through what I'm doing with them? There's different versions of it, but yeah. I'm going to tell you the version that I'm going to do is the basic version.
So obviously, you're not a bartender.
We're going to have some dark rum. Kraken. That's not me reviewing it. It's Kraken rum because it's dark. We're going to also have some white rum, Bacardi.
Oh.
We're also going to have some pineapple juice.
Yum.
Fresh pineapple juice. None of that from concentrate muck.
Well, you say it's fresh, but it has got Tesco slapped on there. No. You haven't got the juice out of the pineapple yourself.
Well, you've ruined that, but it's, well, look, it's 100% pure juice. It's not from concentrate. And then, where's that? Lime juice. They're limes.
Okay.
I'm going to actually juice them with my palms. And then the other thing is ice. Some people put a teaspoon of grenadine in, but I'm not going to do that today.
Is that because you haven't got any, James?
No, because, it is.
I knew you were way too put together for this episode. There had to be something that's lit.
Yeah. And you also can garnish it with a cherry, but I'm not going to do that today.
We have got some cherries in the fridge.
I'm going to do that today. Okay. So that's what it is. 25 milliliters of dark rum, 25 of white, 50 mil of lime juice, and 150 mil of pineapple.
Absolutely love that you say this as if people are writing this down.
No. Please give it a go. So, cocktail is now made. I'm just going to serve it. Do you want yours in a glass?
Yes, please.
And then what are the options? Nothing else.
I was going to say, what is the other
option? Oh, look at that.
That looks delish.
That is much better than I expected.
That's a confident bartender.
Look at that.
I should take a photo of it. We don't do this enough. We have got an Instagram. It's at Tipsy Tourism. Here we go. Let me do a little cheers photo.
This is going to be good.
Cheers to Don.
To Don. It's like a fruity Guinness. What's
cheers, Don. Thanks for the zombie.
Right, what do you think?
That hasn't got alcohol in it.
It has.
No, it hasn't. That's absolutely delicious. Big fan of that.
Lovely.
It's one of my favourites you've made. Would you like to know a little bit more about Oxford Castle and prison?
Yes.
So I think we need a little bit of spooky music, please. Oxford Castle is said to be one of the most haunted buildings in the UK. There's been loads of strange activity.
You're having a stroke.
Excuse me. One night, a security guard, when he finished his patrol, his dog stopped, saw something and started cowering in the corner. Two large, shadowy figures, otherwise known as ghosts, then appeared. And a few days later, the dog died.
No, it didn't.
James.
This is whiffy. Just tell me some facts about this place.
No, I can't tell you the facts yet. We've got to keep the facts for actually going, because what we do on the podcast here is we like to try and find five interesting things about the place that we're off to, but we have to agree on it.
Yeah, we do.
So I don't want to disclose too much, but all you need to know is it was built in 1071.
Before I was born.
By a bloke called Robert.
Bobby.
He was a Norman baron, and basically, it's been there for ages. The crypt, which is where they used to store all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
We will be going there tonight, and that's been around for 900 years, and that's apparently like the most haunted bit.
Okay.
Loads of sightings of ghosts.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No. Do you believe in them?
No.
I do.
Do you?
I do, but I don't believe that everyone can see them.
I think that we would have seen them by now, because loads of people have got Ring doorbells and that kind of thing in CCTV. And I think that if they were visible, then people would have caught them on camera by now. And the ones that I've seen on camera, I think are a bit suspect. I'm not so sure about
them. I was going to say, there are ones that have been caught on camera.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced yet.
So I think it's less like apparitions, but more that some places aren't going to sound so, I'm going to sound really witchy and like hippie-ish now, but I do think some places have like bad energy, and you can step in a place and be like, something bad happened here.
Where?
Like somewhere where someone's been murdered.
Oh, I think you might. Okay, not like a dodgy Weatherspoons.
So, to be fair, there might have been, you know, a bit of murder in a Wetherspoon. Okay. So, you know, maybe.
Or maybe not. We don't know. We're not saying that.
I don't think we can get in trouble for saying that there might have been a murder in a Wetherspoon at some point. A lot of them are very old buildings, so it might have been prior to the term as a pub.
Yeah.
Right, we got that one. Absolutely fine. But in general, it is thought of as proper, proper haunted. They do like paranormal ghost hunting there. It's been a prison as well as a castle for many, many a year.
When was it a prison up until?
It was used as a prison up until 1996.
Whoa, I was alive then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right. So it's...
Some people were doing a bit of bird as I was at school.
Mm. They normally do straightforward guided tours. However, it's Ghost Fest 2021. They do it every single year around Halloween. And they do these tours where apparently all the information on it, you would not get it in a daily tour because it's a bit more gruesome and it's a bit more scary.
And you shit your pants at scary shit.
Right, okay, let me read this to you. This is what we can expect tonight. Are you brave enough to visit one of the most haunted places in the UK?
I am.
No. No.
Also, can I just say that Chelsea suggested this? I'm not like saying, hey, come and soil yourself at this. I think this will be funny. I'm going to be honest, not into that. But you have suggested that as a trip to go yourself. And I said, yeah, because I just don't believe. Like, you only go to like Alton Towers and it's Scarefest.
I hate that.
I just go, that's someone who's working with some makeup on. And right. I can just go, that's a person. Tonight, I know nothing's going to be there.
Yeah.
It might be in your brain. I don't think it's going to be there.
Genuinely, the reason why I've gone for this is because I would much rather go on a historical ghost tour of a place that's been around for ages than go somewhere where they've got people dressed up to jump out at you. That's not the point of this ghost tour. It's to go and learn about the history. Mm. So in my head, that was a satisfactory way of doing scary.
Okay.
But...
Yes.
The whole tour... 50 minutes is in pitch black.
What?
You can use the light on your phone or take a torch. I've got a head torch.
Okay.
So that's the deal. It's cost £18 per person.
Reasonable.
And it's in the centre of Oxford. So we're going to pop on the train. Super easy. It's like a 10-minute walk from the station.
Great.
And I'm not going to lie, I am shitting my pants a little bit. But we should finish our drinks. You need to make another couple
to put
in your water bottle.
My water bottle.
I'm winking at you right now.
Delicious water.
And we're going to get on the train.
Yeah.
To Oxford.
Yeah.
Right, cheers. Damn it.
Yeah. I'm not driving the train, if anyone's asking.
Nope.
We're going to let the driver do that. Do we need to say anything else?
Oh, before we go.
Yes.
We actually do have something new to talk about. We have launched
Patreon.
Lovely. Patreon, if you don't know, it's a membership platform and it allows you, the listener, to support us so that we can keep on running and hopefully do this for a very long time.
It means that we can start to cover the cost for things like the equipment. It means that we can start to cover the cost for when we go out and about doing activities.
Yes.
And most importantly, the boo.
I don't think we can ask them to cover the booze. Not when you've got so much of it behind you.
Booze.
We're probably okay for the booze for now.
Yeah.
But basically, it's not free to make a podcast. And we would one day soon like to have someone help us edit it.
Yeah. Long-term goal.
That would be dreamy. And it would mean that we could keep doing this for longer.
Yeah. And in return, you get shit.
Oh, yeah. So... There's different tiers, so go and check it out. It's patreon.com/tipsytourism. But the main perk that everyone will get.
The first perk.
You'll get episodes a whole day before anyone else, and they are completely advert-free.
Yeah. Advert fans will hate it.
They will. If you love an advert, you're going to hate Patreon.
Yeah. But you get other stuff as well, like monthly behind-the-scenes content. So if you go on Patreon now, you'll be able to hear a bit of a snippet of what it could be like or what it is like.
Do you want to hear a bit of it? Should I drop this in? Should I drop a little bit of the clip that's on there right now?
Yes. 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4.
One word chance to make me laugh.
Bam.
Fanny.
Obvious. Plop.
Anus.
Wow. I mean, don't all rush at once for that highbrow content. But yeah, you can listen to the rest of that. Patreon.com/tipsytourism.
And we also, because we're professional, have mass produced some merch. Oh, damage. No, it's fine. And when I say mass produced, I mean 5 items. Sank.
This is because, though, I didn't want a crappy little bit of merch. I wanted premium products. And you might be able to, can you guess what it is from the sound?
Yes, that is correct. You all got it right. We have had water bottles made.
Water.
Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, 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 wink.
So security guards will be fooled because it says water twice. And the middle letter of water is T. So when it's stacked on top of each other twice, it's TT. And that means tipsy tourism. So branding. Subtle.
If you know, you know.
Subtle.
They are genuinely really, really nice to the extent where...
We're having one.
We decided we'll take one each.
There's only 3 left from our mass production order. We've taken 40% of the stock for ourselves.
But yeah, I mean, they're on the top tier. Maths. We don't expect many people to sign up for it anyway. If lots of people do, we will get more. We'll get more ordered. But if you want to see a picture of that, you can go to the Instagram. I'll post that soon. But otherwise, go and take a look at patreon.com/tipsytourism. But please do remember that no matter what, the podcast, it's still here, it's still free. But if you have the means, we'd absolutely love to have your support.
Yeah. So let's go to Oxford.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh my God, we're here. I'm starting to brick it.
Already?
Honestly, my heart's got a bit tighter. I gotta say, they've got it set up very majestically. There's a lot of uplighters.
A lot of uplighters. Big fan of an uplight?
Huge fan.
Don't like the big light in the living room, but an uplight in the castle.
Oh.
Looks fit.
Looks stunning. Actually, it doesn't look scary at all. It just looks really magical.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's gonna quickly change once we get inside.
You think?
Have you got the drink? Because I might need a little bit of Dutch courage this evening. Can I have a little sip now? Sippy sip.
Little sip.
We did not have one on the train. That was 1 hour and 10 minutes. We might have had a little... Do we tell them this?
Yeah.
We might have had a little gin, just to keep us, you know...
We had a gin tin.
...going.
But now we're back on the zombie.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yummy zombie.
Love that.
Give it here. We can share. It's fine. COVID.
We should explain something that we don't know how this is going to go. We don't know how many people are going to be on the tour.
No.
And we don't know how much we're going to be able to speak.
It depends if the host is a chatty catty.
You mean Kathy?
Chatty Kathy.
Oh, you were doing a Halloween thing.
Yeah, I was.
Ah,
yeah,
I was. Nice. Yeah. So if that is the case, we will kind of like apparate in like ghosts to give interesting things.
We will. I don't know what that means, but we will do that.
Yeah. So no matter what, you'll still get your interesting things fixed. But this is all about trying to capture me screaming, basically. No. This is all about trying to capture James screaming.
I don't think if I scream, I'll be impressed. And I'll go, this is worth the money.
Will you give me £50 if you scream?
No. Because then you'll spend your time trying to make me scream. But I haven't screamed in a long time, I don't think.
Can we make a pinky promise?
No. Never say that again.
Can we make a promise?
Yeah.
To not jump out and scare each other?
Well...
No.
No. Yeah.
Okay, good. There's a few too many mms from you right now.
I'll see.
Oh, shit, now I've got to be on edge.
Jump out.
We've got to say, we forgot our head torch.
Livid. Head talk.
How many of you had
head torch? Oh, yeah, yeah. My phone's got a torch on.
But I don't think it's going to be as good.
It's got a flash on my camera and everything.
Right.
Right, let's go in. Stop waffling on.
Oh my God, I'm trying to put it off. I'm procrastinating.
Let's go.
Okay, so everyone's here for 7 o'clock. Have fun, and hopefully, I'll see you all at the end. Enjoy, ladies.
Well, someone's dressed up. Oh no, it's dramatic.
Good evening, ghost hunters.
Oh shit.
My name is Dr. Fergus McGool, Professor of Spookology at the University of Oxford. Do not look up that qualification, it is a real thing. Now, you all come here for a ghost hunt, I presume.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I personally do not believe in ghosts, but I will tell you a few spooky stories as we go around the castle tonight to keep you entertained. So let's begin our tour over here. Come on! Well, this is certainly a place of horror. Oxford Castle has witnessed numerous disturbing incidents over the centuries, and some people believe that a few of its residents still remain. Now, where you stand on this very ground was once a site of murders, tortures, and executions! What's that? Well, that was slightly weird. Anyway, moving on. There is no such thing as ghosts.
Oh, I thought this wasn't going to be interactive, James. It's someone's deadhead. Someone's throwing a deadhead out of the castle.
I know this guy. Well, that's the only head I've got this year, so... Anyway, it's just some kind of student prank.
Blowy joke.
Hangman's Hill 10 out of 10 already. So follow me onwards, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. We're going up the mound, but... it's not public access. I don't know how, but I've managed to be at the back of the group. Jesus Christ. Help.
I brought you to the top of the castle.
So the public came up here, we've just been told.
For a better view.
For a better view of the executions. And up here is also access to a well, and that's where we're going now.
Right.
He says it's haunted, James. We need a torch. So quickly, here's an interesting thing. Because her spirit is said to haunt the mound. Well, I'm going to tell you now.
Okay.
In the 18th century, there was a woman called Mary Blandy, and she fell in love with this fella who actually had a wife. Bit of a scrope. So her dad was like, you can't bloody marry him, don't be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent her what he told her was like some kind of potion which would make her dad come around. Turned out to be arsenic. So she put it in her dad's food. Her dad died. She got sent to this prison, but she became a bit of a celebrity, and they let people come and have like tea with her. They did still kill her, but Mary Blandy is her ghost that's said to haunt this mound.
Is it? Is she here now?
In we go.
Off we go. Go on.
Into the well. It's from the 13th century. Jesus.
The lights can go off.
Yeah. The lights just went off. Ooh. Like a well from the rain. Oh god, it goes down forever.
The other end, the same as ever to get acquainted with one another. Welcome to Medieval Well Chamber. Dug by the builders of the castle over 800 years ago to find a supply of fresh water.
For me, it's not what it is, it's the anticipation of something happening. I was thinking, what if they have someone who's going to jump out of the well?
You think that?
No, or like someone that rattles. I thought someone could have come down the stairs after us and screamed. You know, he's talking about screaming. So inside the well, we were just told about a lad who broke in, fell down, got left there.
And then died of exhaustion when he came out.
Because he couldn't stop screaming for 3 days straight. And they were like, what did he see down the well?
Scary shit. It's not interesting, though. Not enough for interesting.
No, not that one. But Mary Blandy was, right?
Right, follow me, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we have a little drink for the walk down?
Oh, yeah. I am a little bit parched after our mound climb.
Could I have some water?
Mmm. Here you go. That's so strong, James. What did you put in that?
Rum.
We're getting told off. We are going slow, James.
Looks like he's getting angry.
Okay.
Do you think this guy is actually Scottish?
No.
So, I have brought you to the site of the medieval gallows. Kill that! I think we should move on, come on!
You know what?
We're moving on now.
So he just told a story about a guy who got hanged. And right at the end, someone flung a hanged, like, cloaked being over the top. And it flung in front of us.
So, George Napier was spreading the word of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that was his crime.
Sentenced to death. Kept here in the dungeon. Was then brought up to be hung.
Yeah.
Hanged. Was hanged until almost death, then chopped down, and then they cut open his belly.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And then chopped off his limbs one by one.
Put one on the corner of each of the cities.
And his head on a spike. And his head went missing after 20 years. I can't believe they kept it up for 20 years, if I'm honest. I think that's kind of rank, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting.
That's very interesting. Oh, James.
What?
We're going into the cells.
Good.
Masks on, because we're getting close.
Right, come on, spread out. Head to either side.
Oh, into either side?
Okay. No, well, stay there if you want to. Just get into the sides.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
Come on, stay there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, turn off your lights. I don't like this.
James.
She went there.
Stop it.
The sound.
Fuck off.
Right, let's see if we can force our way out. There we go, come on. Let's head onwards. Are you sure you really want to go inside the haunted tower?
Yeah. No. So, James.
Yeah?
This is the oldest part of the castle.
Right, okay.
1071 is when the castle was built.
Yeah.
They think that this tower was here even before that. Like, that they built the castle around the tower. That's how
proper
old it is.
Old.
But Fergie's left us now. He's gone on his break.
Scottish Fergie.
Okay, so here's something a bit interesting. I rang up before we came here.
Yeah.
Because I was doing my research diligently.
Yeah.
And I was asking if they had any interesting things to tell me. I asked them, I said, have you ever seen a ghost? I was speaking to Rosie. And she said, I haven't, but there has been team members who, when they've walked up here on their own, they can hear footsteps behind them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm at the back, so
I mean, there's a lot of footsteps tonight because there's about 12 of us. So I don't think they'd be nice. I'm getting a theme, James, that this was a place where lots of people died in really horrible deaths. I think we're going down to the crypt now. Getting jumped out on territory.
Good?
No, not good.
How are your pants? No decoration in the pantalon?
I'm actually quite proud of myself so far. We're in the cells. So I think we're going down to the crypt now, which is 900 years old.
Yeah.
900. That's where they used to store the bodies.
Is that Morse code?
It was not just the dead who found refuge down here, however. In 1348, Britain was swept by a terrifying new disease that devastated Europe, known only as the pestilence. You probably heard of it as the Black Death. The plague spread quickly to Oxford. The inhabitants of the chapel were not spared. It is said that one of the monks of this chapel who survived the plague, was left so horribly disfigured by it that he hid himself down here in the darkness of the crypt. Now turn off your torches. Brother Bernard does not like the light.
James, if you scare me, I'm going to actually fucking kill you.
There are darker legends too. Brother Bernard's diligent care for the dead turned into an obsession. Dismayed by human frailty, he began taking apart the bodies of his victims.
James, I'm going to hurt you.
Opening them up.
Oh my God, someone's definitely walking towards us.
His work consumed him.
Chelsea is stood next to Sora.
Suddenly vanished.
So I'm going to try and pull it from a distance.
I can hear him.
Oh no. Where his secret labors discovered. And he was enraged to discover. Brother Bernard has been sensed many times. People say they get strange gusts of air and the feeling of pressure against the hands and the face when standing in the far corner. The crypt attracts many lucky souls that come looking for an answer about what happens after death. I think Brother Bernard wishes us to leave.
Okay. Was that fucking you?
Yeah.
Oh, you scared the shit out of me.
Oh, I grabbed out of the wire.
I know! I felt something on my back. You absolute little shit. Oh, I think... Jesus Christ! I've been so good up until now. So we just heard about the story. Nope.
He's coming for you. I suggest you leave right now. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Fuck! Oh, God. There was a bloody man in a cloak as we came out and they got me. They got me. It's over.
We're done.
Oh, my God.
I got you once.
You did. When we were in the crypt, and I was absolutely shit in my pants because I knew that they must be planning something. And hilariously, what they had planned was a bit pants. Wasn't that scary?
It wasn't.
It was
the
just
guy
in
just
my,
turned up at the door.
And shone a light in his face. It was fine. But I was leant against the wall because I was like, if I'm against the wall, no one can touch me. But I hadn't realised that there was like a string running behind me.
I'd noticed it.
And James came behind me and pulled it. But
I was really far away, actually.
You were, because we're recording, I can see the light in your pocket.
Oh. Oh.
Through the whole thing. So that's why I always could reach out and be like, stop it. That would show up, so I knew where you
were.
But when you pulled the string, you were really far away, so it freaked me the fuck out. It made it more freaky because you were too far away.
I was.
And then as we just came out at the end, then there was someone in a cloak.
to the left that I made me jump.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I would say it's not massively scary, only if you're a massive whiz like me.
Yeah.
But in the last room before we were told to get out.
In that cell.
We're in a cell learning about angrene, which I misheard as gangrene.
Different thing. Not as good a name.
Different thing. But she says something that is perhaps not what you'd think I would think is interesting.
What?
She said that in the jail at that time, everyone had to pay for their room and board.
Yeah, you had to pay for it yourself.
Can't believe that.
Yeah, so that is interesting.
I think that's really interesting. They were in debt to the prison. The prison was running the business. And they wouldn't be allowed to leave the prison until they paid off their debt to the prison.
That's mad. The prison is a business.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, these days, no one pays to go to prison, right?
No.
It's all paid for by the state.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I find that those kind of little elements of, like, social history absolutely fascinating.
There we go. Another one.
We are lacking two, but I've got an idea for one, if you follow me.
Go on.
It's very close to where we've just been. In fact, it's still within the castle walls.
It's connected, that building there.
Yeah. So, in 2006...
Yeah.
They sold off half the castle, basically.
Yeah.
And they turned it into shops. I think there's a restaurant. And there's also a hotel.
That's cool.
So, right here, you can stay in the castle. And it's a Malmaison. Should we go and have a look?
Let's go in.
So, it's literally right
here. A Malmaison. This is really cool.
So,
this is so cool.
We just walked into the main area, and we're going to put this on our Instagram because it's incredible. So down here on the ground floor in front of us are all the old cell rooms. You can see the numbers on them. Then there's these white stairs that go up. We're in a prison hall right now.
There's three rooms to the height, three floors to it. There's ground, first and second, of what were prison cells that they've just converted into hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But they've kept this pretty much exactly as it was, I reckon.
Yeah, like if you think of a prison hall from the movies.
Yeah.
Or from a TV. What was that prison TV show recently?
I watched Time recently with
Steven.
Did they
have something like this in it?
Yes, it was just like this.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't have a chaise lounge and a wingback chair. But if you look up, it looks like this.
Yeah. It's actually amazing.
This is not a paid-for sponsor by the Malmaison, but it is actually really cool as a venue.
Yeah, if you came to check out the castle, you'd come stay in an old prison cell, but with all the luxury and the comforts.
You can't use them, but they've kept the old staircases.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And it's beautiful in here, because they painted all the staircases white. It's very white, and they've got, like, purple uplighting. Guess how much it is for a room tonight?
£200.
It's £259.
Oh.
I know. I would love to stay here. But, cheap tip for you, Malmaisons are really, really good at their offers. If you want to come stay here, what I would recommend doing is go to their website.
It's the Cheap Old Expert,
click on offers, because we've done it before. They often do something called the Sunday Stopover.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
Where you pay, how much is it? It's £25 for the room, as long as you spend £75 in their restaurant.
It's a good deal.
It can be on food or drink. We've done it loads of times. I would love to do it here.
It's not Sunday, though.
No.
It's Friday night.
Bah!
So, Friday.
Okay, we've got one more.
We need one more thing.
One more interesting thing.
Oh, this is not a room at the end. What's in here?
By the way, we are just walking around this random hotel.
Yeah, we don't have a room. No one stopped us. Just walk confidently past and you get places. So we need one more.
Yeah. But we haven't finished our zombie yet, so why don't we go park ourselves on the bench outside?
Yeah.
Now, I actually do have another one, but I'm very aware that you haven't contributed much, James, so I'm going to let you have a go first. Come on. You did about 5 minutes of reading on the train. I'd love to know what you've learned.
Well, I'll tell you what I've learned.
Go on. Hang on. James, this is the bit where the body gets flung down, so let's watch. But it's really fun because we now get to watch it happen to another group of people. Amazing. Right, have you have you found an interesting fact yet, then?
Yes, I
Good.
Have.
Good. Come on, we need to finish
so,
strong.
Did you know the car park for this is just 3 minutes down the road?
Shut the f-
Just a three, and that's a 3 minute walk, not a drive, because I have to park the car.
How much is it for 2 hours?
It depends on what, whether it's a bank holiday or not.
Well,
is that interesting or not?
Funny enough, it's not, but don't worry. I've done the research for you.
Go on.
Because I actually do have something that I think is really fascinating.
Go on.
When I went on the website and was looking at booking this, I discovered that you can actually hire out the entire place for yourself to do a sleepover.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? And they tend to do it for, like, groups who do paranormal activity ghost hunting. So they rent it out to them, and then those guys sell tickets. One of the companies, Haunting of Nights, this is what it says on their website. During your night, you'll be taking part in various methods of ghost hunting using Ouija boards, table tipping, glass divination, psychic seances, that's hard to say, psychic seances, and along with modern-day ghost hunting techniques. But do you want to know what the next bullet point was?
What?
Tea, coffee and squash along with crisps and biscuits will be available.
Oh, wow. The squash. That's quite cool to hire it out.
But do you want to know how much it costs to hire out exclusively? So
yes.
If you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I do.
Go on, guess.
It is a whole castle.
Mm, maximum 100 people could come and sleep over.
100 people?
Mm-hmm.
£3,000.
£1,200.
That's good.
Isn't that a bloody bargain?
That's really cheap.
I know, that's what I said.
And there's some places in London that are more expensive for one bedroom per night.
Absolutely. Maybe we should do a tipsy tourist and sleepover at Oxford Prison.
We need a bigger budget. That's cool, you can hire it out, though.
Yeah, really cool.
You would not do that.
What, sleepover?
No chance you'd do it.
I know, I'm not saying no words, I'm joking. I 100% wouldn't do it. But, all in all, I've got to say, if you've got 100 mates together, bargain, £12 each... You're laughing, aren't you?
100 mates. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've found the cheapest accommodation in Oxford.
Yeah, just need to find 100
it.
Mates.
Difficult. Can you tell me?
That's interesting.
Yes! You have massively slacked on this one.
Well, good job I delivered on the zombie.
You're right.
So you can have some more of that, please. Go on, you go.
I was going to say, he went, you can have some more of that, and then chugged it. Yeah. Well, amazing. I feel like we smashed those five interesting things.
It's good.
Let's not talk about what we made of it here, because we've got to get back, have another zombie, and we can chat then.
Yeah.
We are back from our first activity
Cheers.
Of series two. Cheers.
Boom.
Big fan of these zombies.
I know.
Very strong, though. Like, I understand why you're only supposed to have two. We've had three now.
At the minute,
third.
I know. At the minute, rum is my favourite spirit.
Really?
And in addition to the rum and zombie, we've had some gin tins.
Yeah, we may.
On the trial.
We may have, you know, helped it along a little bit. And if you hadn't have extended that sentence for so long, I was going to really smoothly go spirits, you say. That leads us on perfectly to
Boom.
Where we've just been.
Spirits, because ghosts.
Ghosts, spirits, see what I did there. So this is what normally happens if you're joining us afresh for this series. We are very professional.
Yeah, because professionals review shit.
Yes.
And that's what we do. So we come back and decide how well our journey was.
Correct. And we have a few things that we need to run through. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first big question I have for you, James. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. I think Oxford is a very beautiful and fun city.
Yes.
Hang on, wait. Have I been to Oxford before?
Yes. I took you for your birthday last year.
Start again.
No, but not only... No, I'm not starting again. Because
start
everyone needs to know what I have to deal with on the regular. Are you joking me?
We went for my birthday and we... Oh my God.
Do you know what's worse?
Did we stay over?
Yes, we
exactly,
did.
Exactly, we did, didn't we?
What is worse is that for this lovely trip that I had planned to Oxford, James turned up hungover. hanging out of his ass. Yes, and you were a pain in the bum then. So I can't believe you, on top of it, you were a pain in the backside a year on.
I know, but the thing is, right, we went in the dark today, and when we were there, it was daytime.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, it's a very beautiful place. It was nice to be back. And do you know what my favourite thing is about it? It was...
memorable.
It was... Well, not only is it memorable, but it's... when you see the castle, which is what we went to see.
Yeah.
It is like a castle that you draw as a kid.
Mm.
And that's what I was like, oh, fuck, that's a proper castle.
Yeah.
It's not like one of the ruins you see out and about on, like, the coastline. It's proper, sturdy castle with that, like, brick up and down thing at the top.
Yeah.
It's got a name, that. What's it called?
I know exactly what you mean, because that's how you drew one. Up and down, little squares and little squares.
It's got a name. I'll find it out.
Oh, please. And you're going to interrupt me in about 10 minutes and shout it out.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun. And you're going to be really surprised to hear my reason why.
Yeah, go on.
Because somewhere deep down inside of me, I really actually like gruesome horror stories. And I know that's at odds with everything I've said. But my issue is that I don't like horror that comes home with me and that I'm in bed and I'm lying there thinking about it. And what I can say about what we just did is I will sleep sound tonight.
Good.
There's no element of that that I don't think Bernard, the monk.
No, he wasn't that scary.
But he's not in our bedroom tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine.
Fortunately, yeah. Because I'm not up for that tonight. I am definitely not up for that. That was definitely. He's here tonight.
Oh, God. So for me, it was really, really fun because I feel like I challenged myself a little bit by doing something a little bit scary. And I've come away and I've really enjoyed it.
Good. And just as you finish that, I've just remembered what the up and down on the castle is called.
Go on.
I've just remembered. It is called... Creenels, spelled C-R-E-N-E-L-S.
Right, okay.
Also known as Carnels.
I'm sorry. I've just remembered. Is key. You've just Googled it, right?
No.
There is no way you knew that word before today.
Used Lycos. Anyway, so what was your favourite part?
My favourite part was after the tour when we... looped back around and we saw the next tour group go by and then we got to watch them be scared.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I really like that.
The bit where they threw the man off the it wasn't a man. They threw the
Are you okay? Stop drinking.
The mannequin off the bridge and scared you. So
that was my favourite part. What was yours?
No, it was actually the same bit.
Really?
The guy flying, well, just being part of it myself, not watching others, was the scary bit.
Ah, okay. So you liked the bits that you weren't expecting.
Yes.
Yeah, I will say the acting was pretty good.
Fergus McGool and the lady were very good. I don't think that is his real name. I don't think it is. But he was very good.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that.
Well, forget things that were good. We need to talk what needs improvement.
Yes. It needs to be scarier. Not one person in our tour group shit their pants. It was not scary enough. There was 10 at the start and there were 10 at the end. There was no accidents. And you know it's bad. You know it's bad and it's not going to be scary when in the gift shop. Like, if a gift shop had underwear in, you'd know... this is a scary place.
I see what you're saying.
But they didn't.
They could make so much money off selling some, like, and they could Calvin Klein's.
Well, they couldn't. They couldn't because it's not scary enough.
No, I'm saying they could if they made it more scary.
Yeah, it needs some proper scary, like, oh my God, you decorated your pants shit.
Well, hilariously.
I shouldn't have grouped them words. Go on. Yeah.
I did actually think the same thing, but mine was very specific. I thought that Brother Bernard could have been scarier.
Yes.
Because actually...
Was that the one right at the end? No.
So that was when you decided to scare me.
So I improved the tourism.
If anything. But the anticipation of Brother Bernard being in the room, because I knew they must have sent someone down,
yes,
was scarier than what actually happened. Because all that happened was there was a bloke dressed as a monk but it was quite underwhelming, actually, the reveal.
Gonna be honest, didn't see it.
What?
No, I didn't see it.
There was someone who came down.
I know, but yeah, I had my back to him.
You were too busy scaring me.
Yes, I was. Genuinely, that's what was going on.
But I will defend them and say that they do quite clearly say on the website that it is for 12 and above. So they can't make it too scary, because there are, like, 12-year-olds could go on that.
No, they need to learn.
Final question before we have to mark it.
Yes.
Do you think it was worth it?
What? It was 18 quid, right?
£18.
That is quite a lot for a tour. But
I agree.
It is a very well-kept castle.
Mm.
And there were a few of them working there.
That's what I thought. Because initially when I was thinking, is this worth it? £18, that's a big old whack of cash. But then you remember that we had two actors.
Fergie and the lady.
The lady who I can't remember her name.
Joyce.
Joyce?
Yeah.
Was it actually?
No.
You're the horrible liar. Then you had the people setting up. Then you had the people in the shop. We want to be paying these people a decent wage, don't we?
Yeah.
Plus the preservation. You're right. I think actually it is a fair price.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Marks out of 10.
Ooh. I'm going to say
6.5.
That's what I'm saying.
That's lower than I was expecting.
Is it?
But it is the first of the series. I kind of get the whole vibe of marking down for the first of the series.
It's above average. Your average is 5. So it's above average.
Okay. Okay, so that's how you're doing it.
I think too many people weigh things too high.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm doing 6.5.
Right. I'm going for a solid...
Light a candle.
What?
You're going for a solid.
Right, can someone...
Solid what?
James, we said that this series was going to be more highbrow.
I can't.
I took you to a historical place.
I can't do it.
Okay, I'm going to mark it a 7.
7? Okay. The average, I can work it out, is 6.75.
I could do that too.
I can do... Well, could you? You heard it from me.
Mm. I actually think that's a really good starting score.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go in too high. No. Initially, because you've got to have some room of where to go.
You do.
Yeah. So.
But I enjoyed it. Thanks, Fergie. Thanks, Joyce.
But genuinely, really enjoyed it. And if you would like to do a spooky tour of your own, they do it every, like, October time. So we have missed it. If you're listening to this fresh out of the podcast cupboard, you're going to have to wait a little bit. But they do other tours.
The castle is still there now. It's, yes. Yeah, they don't pack it away.
No.
It's still there.
So you can do a regular tour.
Yeah.
And look out for, I think they call it Ghost Fest. Or you could go to one of those paranormal activity things. They happen all year round.
Yes.
Wow. We bloody did it.
Episode 1. Done. Of series 2.
Done. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Please, 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 please go and give us 5 beautiful stars.
Yes, please.
Leave us a review. The first episode of series 1, because you went and gave us 5 stars and a good review, we got to number 21 in the podcast charts.
Yeah, we made it in the charts.
Which is incredible.
And it's really driven on reviews and ratings, especially reviews. So if you can write something nice, like going, oh my God, I learned blah, 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 or this was great.
Or James has got a terrible memory. Chelsea, I will come and do the podcast with you instead.
Not that. Yeah, maybe that. But Fergus has got a lovely voice, or I am Fergus. Anything. Anything.
20 people saying I am Fergus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything. Yeah. Like, please just go and post it in the review in wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
Please.
If you can possibly rate it, please go do it. It makes a
massive difference in the charts.
Such a huge difference. And please do hit subscribe or follow or whatever it says wherever you are, so that you will know when we come back with episode 2, which, ooh, do you want to give a... Episode 2 is exciting.
Oh, it's the first one that we've done abroad.
Outside of the UK.
That means overseas.
Yeah. So make sure you are subscribed for that. Right. Let's finish these zombies.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.